သနာကေနာသတ္တေတ္တသကေနာသတိနာကေနာသနာကေနာသာကသတ္တေတ္တသကေနာသကသနာကေနာသတ္တေတ္တသကေနာသတိသကေနာသနာချင
်းဒေနာတစ်တစ်တေနာနာဒေနာတွန်းတွန်းနာနာတစ်တစ်တေနာနာဒေနာဒေနာနာတွန်းတွန်းနာနာဒေနာတစ်တစ်တေနာနာဒေနာတွန်းတွန်းနာနာတစ်တစ်တေနာနာဒေနာဒေနာဒေနာနာThank you.
This is my invitation to you to come to see the concert. So, I'll explain how this goes. You have to know it in tabla language. How will I speak it to him? In tabla, you have to come to the concert, you have to sit down, have a drink, have something to eat, listen to the concert, then go home. Topparan, a composition that makes the sound of the cannon. In the old days, the old masters were simple people. They see something new and they would get just totally inspired by the enormous sound and shape and everything. And they would make a composition to honor that little piece of equipment. So first you describe the gun, then all the little condiments you need, and then the firing, the sound. This is a very huge thing. And the shape of it. And then there's the cannon, the fodder and the flint. I mean the gunpowder, the ball and the flint. So and then the firing of the sound. Drum, drum, drum.
Oh.
side of the train passes it. The train goes over a bridge and reaches its destination through rhythm based on a dholak pattern by a Rajasthani dholak player. The train.
Lord Shiva, the sounds of his damaru, when he danced the dance of destruction and then creation, and his students played the conch shell, the shank. These were the drum sounds that Lord Ganesha, his son, arranged and composed into the language of the drums that we all play in India. So the idea was, when the damru was being played and the vibrations were creating the destructive elements, and his students were playing the conch shell to create that calming tone, so that the destructions was only limited to the evil asuras. So I tried to create that in the tabla, a little of the damru, a little of the conch shell. What would it be? then we're going to be back with the rest of the ensemble and some more drumming and more music. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very, very much. Be very kind and loving with all your blessings to such great maestros who are here. I feel very proud and honored to be sitting on the stage. Some of the finest in the profession. It really is an honor to be here on the stage with them. But also, it's a matter of great pride, a personal pride, and happiness to introduce to you a person who, alongside with me, learned with my father, and then took the repertoire of the tabla and found a way to be able to print it on a totally whole different cultural drum, the JMA. Please welcome my youngest brother, Taufiq Qureshi. Tradition, legacy, all these are things that are very important in the world of art and culture. And it's very difficult to be able to carry the weight of the masters who've gone before, and especially a master who carries a seven generation line, you know, trying to carry that load on his shoulders of his great-great-grandfather, his great-grandfather, grandfather and father, one of the greatest Sarangi players of our time, Ustaz Sultan Khan's son, Sabir Khan. No less a load is on this young man's shoulder, his uncle, the great Hari Prasad Chaurasia. Please welcome Rakesh Chaurasia. There's a tiny suburb just outside Bombay, India. Mumbai, India. It's called Uzbekistan. The master of the doira, Abbas Kasimov. They say there's a lot of stuff made in USA, but it actually comes from India, in a place called Ulhasnagar. Ulhasnagar Sindhi Association, USA. But it also produced one of the finest percussionists of the master of the Tholak, Navin Sharma. Sound maestro. And on the monitor board here, Vijay Benegal, aka Benny. Doing the lights is Sydney Oberhaus's own D, who has put this all together for us, and thank you very much for doing this at the 11th hour. So thank you all, and some more.
Thank you.